Yep, it's certainly interesting stuff. That's for sure. It's not easy either. It's kind of hard research. It's very manual intensive. You got to check 2,500 different sources for information. Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes you got to go places in person to figure out what happened and find some records, you know, that are not been digitized somewhere in some small town. My dad did some of that too, and he would go places and like, there's a record in this town. Somebody was born here, but I want to know, you know, I want to see a marriage certificate later in life or something like that. Yeah, you got to do stuff like that.
Oh yeah, you got to do your due diligence. And in fact, it was 2 years ago, three years ago, I took a trip down to Southern Ohio because a lot of the records were in a courthouse, in a dusty old box, in a dark room, in the corner, in the dark. And, you know, you can't entice anybody to go up into the attic and look for that stuff for you. You know what I mean? So off I go, and I find some of these records. And I had been searching for my great-grandmother's death and burial for like 11 years. And I found a very obscure mention of her death in a newspaper in West Virginia, just across the river. And it mentioned a church, and the pastor that officiated over her funeral, she didn't really have much of a funeral, but it mentioned the pastor in the church. So I went to this church and went in and talked to the church secretary, and I says, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for records from 1902, and can you help me out? And she, you know, a lot of times you're going to get that stairwell, no, I can't do that. But she was really into it. And she pulled her records out, and I found out exactly where she was buried. And she, get this, it's in a cemetery behind what is now a big lumber yard. And I contacted the lumber yard, and I says, you know, apparently there's a cemetery up on this hill behind your place. He goes, oh, yeah, I know it was there when we bought the place, but I've never been up there. And I says, well, would you mind if I came over and, you know, trudged through it? He says, no, just let me know when you're going to show up. So I did, but what he did in the meantime was he had two of his employees go out and bushwhack because it was just so overgrown, and they uncovered a bunch of the headstones up there. And I never did find her headstone, but I do know because of that stuff that I found in the church that she was indeed buried in that cemetery. But it was quite a trek up into up on that hill. All the cemeteries in that area, because it's so hilly and rocky, that any flat ground was always used for homes and fields and that sort of thing. So, hang on.